Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Friday, January 8th, but for me, actually, it is Monday, December 14th. And in this season of COVID, we have different reasons to quarantine at home, or we have children, if you're in that stage, who may or may not be able to go to school. And so I'm actually recording from my dining room table, which is really cool technology. But in the background, you may hear the water running or the washing machine going or a child running here or there. And it just reminds me that we're not doing this for it to be professional sounding, although we want to do our best. We're doing this because this daily rhythm of coming back to God's Word is so important for our life and for godliness. And we come to the Word not to just check it off a list, although sometimes a daily discipline is good. It's not just to check it off the list. It's so that God might speak to us through His Word. I've heard teachers say that we should come to the text with prayer in mind. And so even before we read the text, to say to the Lord these words, God, would you illumine our hearts as we listen to your word today? And so that is our prayer as we read from the New International Version. And I am going to be in the book of John first, chapter 4. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan. Woman, how can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he. And now we move over to the book of Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 20 and Psalm 21. For the director of music, a psalm of David. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from his sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. Selah. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the King. Answer us when we call. And we move on to Psalm 21. For the director of music, a psalm of David. O Lord, the King rejoices in your strength. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him the desire of his heart and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. You welcomed him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life and you gave it to him, length of days, forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. At the time of your appearing, you will make them like a fiery furnace. In his wrath, the Lord will swallow them up, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed, for you will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. And now we turn to the book of Isaiah. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 22. And the heading in my Bible says, a prophecy about Jerusalem. Now, I think it is most beneficial, if possible, to have a study Bible out when we are going through these different prophecies, because different people are mentioned. Like today, Shebna is mentioned, and then Eliakim. And these are people that we've heard about back in the books that we read prior to Christmas, the Chronicles and the Kings. But it's hard for me to keep them all in place. So, for example, today in verse 15, Shebna is mentioned. And my little note in the study Bible says, apparently a foreigner, possibly Egyptian, a contemporary of King Hezekiah, So that gives us kind of a place in history. And it says in that verse that he is in charge of the palace. And so then the little note says, a position second only to the king. And so when we read, we're figuring out that Shebna, who's second to the king in command, is doing a lot of evil in the sight of the Lord. So that's just one example of how the study Bible can help us as we read a book like Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 22, starting in verse 1. An oracle concerning the valley of vision. What troubles you now that you have all gone up on the roofs? O town full of commotion, O city of tumult and revelry, your slain were not killed by the sword, nor did they die in battle. All your leaders have fled together. They have been captured without using the bow. All you who were caught were taken prisoner together, having fled while the enemy was still far away. Therefore I said, turn away from me. Let me weep bitterly. Do not try to console me over the destruction of my people. The Lord Almighty, has a day of tumult and trampling and terror in the valley of vision. A day of battering down walls and of crying out to the mountains. Elam takes up the quiver with her charioteers and horses. Kir uncovers the shield. Your choicest valleys are full of chariots, and horsemen are posted at the city gates. The defenses of Judah are stripped away, and you looked in that day to the weapons in the palace of the forest. You saw that the city of David had many breaches in its defenses. You stored up water in the lower pool. You counted the buildings in Jerusalem and tore down houses to strengthen the wall. You built a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But you did not look to the one who made it or have regard for the one who planned it long ago. The Lord Almighty, called you on that day to weep and to wail, to tear out your hair and put on sackcloth. But see, there is joy and revelry, slaughtering of cattle and killing of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine. Let us eat and drink, you say, for tomorrow we die. The Lord Almighty has revealed this in my hearing. Till your dying day, this sin will not be atoned for, says the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Go, say to this steward, to Shebna, who is in charge of the palace. What are you doing here, and who gave you permission to cut out a grave for yourself here, hewing your grave on the height and chiseling your resting place in the rock? Beware, the Lord is about to take firm hold of you and hurl you away, O you mighty man. He will roll you up tightly like a ball and throw you into a large country. There you will die, and there your splendid chariots will remain. You disgrace to your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and you will be ousted from your position. In that day, I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and fasten your sash around him and hand your authority over to him. He will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will be a seat of honor for the house of his father. All the glory of his family will hang on him, its offspring and offshoots all its lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut down. The Lord has spoken. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. For our prayer time today, I just want to go back to the words of Psalm 20. And as you think about what brings you distress, I want you just to offer it to the Lord. And also, as we think about the desires of our heart, as they line up with the glory of the Lord and His kingdom come, I just want you to present those to the Lord as well as we pray together. Lord, we come to you today asking that you would answer us in our distress. Thank you that your name protects us. Your character is sure. You are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. Lord, we ask that you would send help from your sanctuary and that you would send your support from Zion. Would you remember the sacrifices and the burnt offerings that we bring, but more so, would you remember the sacrifice of our blessed Lord Jesus, on whom we find all of our rest and our security? Lord, would you give us the desires of our heart? But oftentimes, Lord, we know we're careful, that we don't just get whatever we want, because sometimes our heart deceives us. But would you make the heart's desire line up with your will? And Lord, would you continue to do your work in us? Would you choose to work through us? We want to shout for joy and be victorious. We want to lift up a banner and say, it was all God who did this. Would you grant our request, we pray, Lord? We know that you save us. You answer us. Your saving power is in your hand. You can speak the word and it will come true. Some people trust in chariots and others in horses, but no, Lord, we trust in your name, the name of the Lord our God. And so we bring our distress to you. We bring our desires to you. And we ask, Lord, that you would answer us when we call. And we thank you, Lord, for your answer most clearly shown to us in Jesus the Christ, that you love us and you have not hidden your face from us. And we pray all of these things in his name. Amen.